there are mostly mess. ChatGPT to make like a model or something up, and it's, oh yeah, Ramosa was telling us. Told ChatGPT to make us a model, something like that. He could not find it. ChatGPT just made up.
Okay. I'll go to Morgan. Okay, so I'm gonna share this with you if it's alright. Okay, so we're in the middle of the third pasuk on the first Haluka, right? We spoke about before, right? Azar Malekai Ba'idi is really there singing because you could focus on something specific that Hashem Baruch Hu does for you. Maybe makes you want to burst out in song. Ashlecha Prata, something specifically for you when you say that pasuk. Now we're up to Al Tiftechu Bnei Dinim. Don't rely on nobles, on people with kesef, money. Bnei Adam, people, she'en li teshuva, because there is no salvation. Continuing to the next pasuk, it's Teitzei Rucho Yashuv Andasai, right? Because when your neshama leaves, when your spirit leaves your body, Yushal Admasa, you return to the earth, you get buried, right? B'yamahu Abdu Ashenesef. On that day, all your plans go poof. Right, so we spoke about a little bit last video, right? The reason why there's different levels of bitachon, right? We talk about right, and everything in the world is different levels. And we spoke about a radak who talks about that you could trust in Hashem completely, that He is the one. He's the mefarnes. He's the one that sustains us. He's the one that gives us our parnasa and everything that we want. And then there's the lowest level of totally remove Hashem from my heart, right? As we quoted that pasuk, the pasuk of Ara Gevasher Ashiyitach Adam, the Hashem Yusar. What's the pasuk? I have it written down over here. I'm gonna re-quote it wrong, right? Ara Hagever Ashiyitach Ba'Adam B'Shem Baser Zahara, and puts his trust in men and people. Umen Hashem Yasser Liba, and from his heart he removes Hashem. We spoke about right. So we're saying the highest level is trusting Hashem completely. The lowest level is totally removing Hashem from your heart, right? You trust in the other person, and you remove min Hashem yaser libay, and from your heart you remove Hashem, which the Radak implies, and he writes that there's a middle level that's not so bad. He writes, he says ve'ini ra. That's if a person trusts in a person that he will help him. V'tiya kavanasi ki be'ezes hakel yochel ad ma'azer loy. Because really, through Hashem, he's going to be able to help me, right? It's just a shliach, right? Continuing into this concept, there is a Gemara, an interesting Gemara, that says the following, and this is huge. You guys don't want to hear this. One day you're going to go to Shem, well, you'll always be learning, but if you go out to work, right, this is a Gemara that says, Amar Rav Huna Bar Bachya Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Kol HaMishtativ Shem Shemayim Basarai, someone who like goes into a connection, one who mishtatef, he partners up. Great, thank you. Partners up with Shemayim, with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, b'tzarei, in his pain, in his tzar, whatever's going on. Koyflen loy parnasasa, they will double his parnasa. Wow. Okay. What does that mean? So the Vilna Gaon writes, kol mishtatef shem Shemayim b'tzarei. What does it mean? Says Roitz the Loimar, it's a Gemara in Brachas, by the way. Roitz the Loimar, Shemispal al Hashem Yisbarach, that you daven Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ooh, I need something. The Einam Avakish Tach Loisev Lenatzel Mimena. And you're not thinking about different plans about how you're gonna get this, this done. Imagine you're a business guy. You want to make a deal go through. You're trying to convince this guy to sign on the dotted line, right? And you're davening Hakadosh Baruch Hu, please, like, make it happen. But we all know that a lot of times in the back of our head, while you're davening Shemona Esrei, and you're thinking to, thinking Hashem, please make this work, you're also like, okay, so maybe I should say to him, open up in this way, and I should say that line. Maybe I should bring him this as a little gift. And you start coming up with different plans and thoughts and situations and game planning, almost everything. And you think about it for a minute, it's so silly, because you're standing there in the middle of Shemona Esrei. You're davening to the person who is going to decide, really, if this plan, if this business deal goes through, and in your head you're debating, should I speak to him in a nice tone, should I speak to him in more firm, should I say X, should I say Y, should I say B, all these different things, when you're talking to the one person who's deciding if the deal's going to go through in the end of the day. And he says, Kol Mishtatev, the Gemara writes, that if you want your parnasa to be doubled up when you're in Tsar,
it's shemispal Hashem Yisbarach ve'ein mevakish tavach luisav liyanotz mimena. Ella mispal levade. All you do is daven takadosh baruch hu. All you do is Hashem, please help me in whichever tzar you're going through, whether it's business or anything else. Otherwise, all other plans and tricks and thoughts you push to the side. Middle Shemona Esrei. That's how you double your parnasa according to the book. But back to these psukim, if you think about it, right? Why shouldn't, just in a basic level, let's just not talk about too much about bitachon and Hashem, right? It's just going, if you think about it, just logically, right? Many times people, you ask for a favor, and so many different things just pop up, right? One, you know, today I could say, yes, I'll help you out tomorrow. And then the next day, how many times you get a text, sorry, something came up, you know? Or, sorry, I slept late. Or, you know, I'm busy, right? So many different things come up. You never really know if a person is going to be there when you actually need them. You never know if this person can actually help you out. There's an interesting medrash that talks about the Bnei Yisrael before Moshe died, right? And it goes as follows. Amar Rav Meir, Kiven Shiyadu Yisrael She'amar Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Hagiyaz Mancha Lipater Min Ha'ilam. Since the Jewish people, they knew that Hashem said, Moshe, it's time for you to, you know, pass away. Kol Yisrael V'amulei, they all went over to him and they told Moshe, Rabbeinu Moshe, K'shehoiz B'neinu Hayinu Kulanu Mis'aginu Mishalchin Yavenu Elacha. Right? Up until now, we always relied on you, and we threw our stresses and our issues and our package, right? Hashlech Yehavcha Al Hashem, right? Same lashon. Mishalchin Yehavenu Alecha. Right? We threw our issues upon you. Achshav, Mi'amid Lanu Acharecha. Now, who's going to stand for us? Who's going to be after you? Mi yagdir partzaseinu v'al mi atam anichinim. Who are we going to rely on? Who are we going to hope to? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, you're passing away. You were there for us up until now. What are we going to do now? So what does Moshe answer? He says, v'amr lehem al tiftichu b'nedivin. Right? Just like our pasuk. Don't rely on nobles. Ad, until when? When should you rely on a person? Ad sh'adam noisim b'tchon, until the person that you're trusting, Mevakesh Menesh Yeshua, that helps saves you from your Yeshua. Yeshua Atzmi Menamisa Tchila could prevent himself from passing away. If you're just thinking about it, right? Death is the most extreme example of why a person who maybe one day said, "I'll help you out," and then at the end of the day can't help you out because he's not alive, he's not existing. That's the most extreme example. But we all know there's so many different examples that just things come up and you can't help. So how could we actually really trust in someone, right? As the pasuk says, right? Teitzei ruach yashav demasei. Once upon a time, you know, or eventually, you're going to pass away. Bayem hu abdu ashtenamisav. Right? The Sforno writes on this pasuk something very interesting. He writes, I don't have it written down, but he writes, it's just like a president. He doesn't say president, he says a melech, right? When a melech passes away, the next day, a new melech comes in, right? Right? We just had elections, right? January 1st, whatever Eric Adams' plans was for the city, go poof, go by. Zoran Mamdani, right, comes in, totally new plans, right? Melech Chadash, right? A new king comes in, throws out everything in the past administration. Whatever your plans, thoughts, and ideas for the city, completely thrown away. Same idea. Right? So when you're davening and you're saying this pasuk, you stop for a moment and you think a little bit about these thoughts. How can you really trust in anyone else? There is, we're actually going to go through it a little bit later today in the ABCD. We're in the middle of the Chamishis, right? The fifth necessity that you need in order to trust in someone. And that is that person has been there from the beginning until the end, right? Last week I told you about, I asked ChatGPT, right? What do you have from the moment of birth till the day of death? And ChatGPT says, your body. I'm like, okay, nothing, not your body, besides your body. So ChatGPT answered, your conscious, or your past, or your perspective. And okay, give me something physical. So then they started saying DNA, or maybe a scar, or beauty. I'm like, nothing on your body, nothing biological. It has to be physical, nothing to do with your body. And they wrote, nothing. Except maybe a family heirloom. Like, that's if you have one, you know? They came up with nothing, right? Because nothing in this world exists from the day you were born until the day you pass, right? And he writes, the Rabbeinu Mechai in the Chavis Lavis, You need someone that's be there from conception, when you were a baby, when you were an infant, and adolescence, in your teenage years, in your middle age, in your old age, until the end of time. And he's right, when you find someone like that, then you could trust in that person a little bit. Why? And this is key, Bahavur Masha Kadamlay, because of what he did for you in the past. And it's very simple. When we davening, what you did for the past, you focus on what? When you want to trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? You're reading this pasuk and you're realizing, I can't trust in people because who knows if something's going to come up? Who knows if they're going to be around? Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're always around. So what do I trust? You trust in His kindness. You have to trust in something specific about Hashem. Okay, what's Hashem? I don't know. How do I trust in Hashem? Who's Hashem? What's Hashem? You know, all these complicated questions. Ask your LOR. But one thing that you can attach yourself a little bit to and attach your bedachim to is Hashem's kindness. And when you realize everything that He's done for you while you were a baby in the womb, right? And a little child and a teenager and when you... however old you are up until now, all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for you in the past, if you could focus on Masha Kadamlay, on the fact that He was there beforehand, then you could find it in your heart. You know, that ability to be like, hey, if He was there once before, He can do it again. And that's really the core of bitachon. Ki b'chazdecha, v'ani b'chazdecha b'tachti, right? In your kindness, I trust. Therefore, Yogalili, therefore my heart will rejoice in the future. And when we say these words, if we could try to have a little bit of this mindset, a little bit more of these thoughts, and realizing all these different things from this story about Moshe, and if you want to double your parnasa, as the Gemara writes, right, you've davening your Shemana Esrei, you're not thinking in the back of your head, you know, what could I do? The plans, what should I say at the meeting? What should I do? How should I say it? No, you just focus on no plan. Just focus on davening and Kadosh Baruch Hu and no other plans. That's when the Gemara tells you that your parnasa will be doubled. Mirtz Hashem, we should find that place in our heart to be able to trust in Kadosh Baruch Hu and live a more enjoyable life.